More than a year later, he was still getting unsolicited job offers from law firms, but by then had started Nexus Surf, a premier surf adventure company based in the tropical paradise of Florianópolis, Brazil. He had met his dream girl, a carioca with caramel-colored skin named Tatiana, and spent most of his time relaxing under palm trees or treating clients to the best times of their lives. Is this what he had been so afraid of? These days, he often sees his former self in the underjoyed and overworked professionals he takes out on the waves. Waiting for the swell, the true emotions come out. "God, I wish I could do what you do." His reply is always the same. "You can." The setting sun reflects off the surface of the water, providing a zen-like setting for a message he knows is true. It's not giving up to put your current path on indefinite pause. He could pick up his law career exactly where he left off if he wanted to, but that is the furthest thing from his mind. As they paddle back to shore after an awesome session, his clients get a hold of themselves and regain their composure. They set foot on shore, and reality sinks its fangs in. "I would, but I can't really throw it all away." He has to laugh. The power of pessimism, defining the nightmare. Action may not always bring happiness, but there is no happiness without action. Benjamin Disraeli, former British Prime Minister. To do or not to do. To try or not to try. Most people will vote no, whether they consider themselves brave or not. Uncertainty and the prospect of failure can be very scary noises in the shadows. Most people will choose unhappiness over uncertainty. For years, I set goals, made resolutions to change direction, and nothing came of either. I was just as insecure and scared as the rest of the world. The simple solution came to me accidentally 4 years ago. At that time, I had more money than I knew what to do with. I was making $70,000 or so per month, and I was completely miserable, worse than ever. I had no time and was working myself to death. I had started my own company, only to realize it would be nearly impossible to sell. Oops. I felt trapped and stupid at the same time. I should be able to figure this out, I thought. Why am I such an idiot? Why can't I make this work? Buckle up and stop being such a insert expletive. What's wrong with me? The truth was, nothing was wrong with me. I hadn't reached my limit. I'd reached the limit of my business model at the time. It wasn't the driver, it was the vehicle. Critical Mistakes, in its infancy, would never let me sell it. I could hire magic elves and connect my brain to a supercomputer. It didn't matter. My little baby had some serious birth defects. The question then became, how do I free myself from this Frankenstein while making it self-sustaining? How do I pry myself from the tentacles of workaholism and the fear that it would fall to pieces without my 15-hour days? How do I escape this self-made prison? A trip, I decided. A sabbatical year around the world,